Mr. Bright's real estate. I think there are just one or two things we've missed out.
Right. Well, one of them is that I became a gardening apprentice. The Germans closed our school in the summer of 1942. There weren't many pupils left in any case, but educating Jews wasn't on the German agenda. And so they closed it. And my father didn't want me to do any work, and we had to do work, which would in any way help the German war effort. And so he managed to get me a job as a gardening apprentice on the large Jewish cemetery of Lindenwadi, which is sort of the outskirts of Prague. A very huge affair from before the turn of the century to very recent then. And that's where I learned to make lawns, to grow things from seed, to look after the flowers. And we learned, and we also had eventually a garden of our own at the back. I cut anyways and swept the leaves. We put all the leaves into one big mouldering heap, and we used that as a fertilizer for a large area which we could dug, and we grew vegetables, particularly tomatoes, potatoes, onions, and we sent them to Theresians to start. And that has helped me in a country where they're not gardening. There's also the other thing is that while we still were at the school, two of our teachers, husband and wife, their name was Pick, were shot, and they were taken and shot, and rumor had it that they had been communists. And of course, it did shock us. It was another act of terrorism. And at the same time, you can always say, yes, it was terrible, but strictly speaking, they would have been killed anyway, like everybody else was. And so looking back, it made a little difference, although as an event, it made us feel even more insecure.
Why were they shot?
Because they were rumored to have been communists. Whether they were or weren't, I wouldn't know. They were very nice people. They really tried to teach us even during summer. There was a very large sports center. Open air running track, football pitch, tennis, very opposite the cemetery, and they would meet us there and give us talks on all sorts of aspects of life and psychology even. And they were the only people who had been abroad. They'd been to India, and I remember them asking us once, "What do you think Indians look like?" Of course, we'd never seen one. We've never seen an African, we've never seen a Chinese, and we don't in the middle of Prague. And so I remember they explained they looked like us, except they had a dark skin. And I think that's quite true for some Indians anyway.